KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at high school sports from around the area last night. First, at the Glenwood Co-Ed Ram Relays on the girls' side, Glenwood won the team title. They had 191.5 points. Atlantic with 120.5 for second. Lewis Central with 100 was third. Abe Lincoln Shenandoah round out the top five. Glenwood got wins from Emma Hughes in the 800 and the 3,000. Marissa Osdemore in the 100 hurdles. Abby Hughes in the 400 hurdles. Coral Matheny also in the high jump. They also had relay wins in the 4x400, the shuttle hurdle, and sprint medley events. For Atlantic, they got wins from Haley Rasmussen in the 400 meters, Taylor McCready in the 1500 meters, and the distance medley team of Chloe Mullinex, Caroline Pellet, Kennedy Gergen, and Taylor McCready were winners last night. McCready also had a second-place finish in the 3,000 meters. On the boys' side, it was Trainer winning the team title with 149 points. Lewis Central with 129 second. Glenwood was third with 126 points. Atlantic placed fourth with 84. Red Oak was fifth. Trainer grabbed wins from Noah James in the 110 hurdles and the high jump. Cole Dooley, the 3,200 meters. Sid Schaff in the 400 hurdles. Also the 4x400 and sprint medley relay teams from Trainer picking up wins last night. For Atlantic, they got a win in the distance medley relay team with Gannon O'Hara, Zane Vance, Colin Mullinex, and Craig Allen Becker teaming up. Becker also won the 1,600 meters in a new school record time of 437.4. At the Woodbine Hummel Relays last night, it was Woodbine winning the team title with 162 points. West Harrison boys were second with 74, Riverside third with 68, Glidden Ralston and Logan Magnolia the top five. Woodbine won nine events, picking up the team crown at their home meet as Lane Pryor led the way with wins in the 400 meters, the shot put, and the discus. For Riverside, they got a win in the 4x800 meter relay last night. Also in area high school sports, in high school tennis, Atlantic swept Harlan last night, both in boys and girls action. On the girls' side, it was Atlantic a 7-2 winner over Harlan. Atlantic getting singles wins from Tessa Grooms, Nellie Grooms, Genevieve Martinez, Olivia Engler, and also in doubles, they swept all three of the doubles matches last night. In boys' action, Atlantic swept all the matches, winning over Harlan 9-0. Grant Sturm, Ethan Sturm, Bodie Johnson, Dayton Templeton, Hunter Wepler, Brian York, all picking up singles victories. They also swept all three of the doubles matches last night as well. In other tennis locally, on the girls' side, Creston over Clarinda 6-3, St. Albert beat Denison 5-4. On the boys' side, Creston 7-2 over Clarinda, Denison beat St. Albert 8-1, Kemper Catholic over St. Edmund 8-1. In high school soccer last night, on the boys' side, it was Creston over Atlantic 6-0, Denison Sleswig beating Harlan 2-1, Kemper Catholic over Carroll 3-2, Missouri Valley beating AHSTW 4-1, St. Albert beat Tri-Center 6-0. In girls' soccer, AHSTW 2-1 over Missouri Valley. Tri-Center beat St. Albert 3-1. It was Sioux City North over Denison Sleswig 4-0, and Van Meter an 8-1 winner over West Central Valley, Nottoway Valley last night. Plenty of golf action around the area as well. In girls' golf, AHSTW beat Underwood with the 227 total. Underwood didn't have a full team score. Allie Myers of AHSTW was medalist, shooting a 48. Creston beat Clarinda 188-231. IKM Manning over Audubon 215-223. Logan Magnolia won a three-team meet, shooting a 209 to beat Riverside, who had 240, and East Mills, who had 270. Callie Collins with a 48 was the low round for Logan Magnolia. Sydney, a winner over Red Oak, 214-259. Avery Dowling of Sydney shot the low round of 45. Trainer shot a 210 to beat Missouri Valley that didn't have a full team score. Brooklyn Curran of Trainer shot the low round of 43. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference meet last night at Atlantic, on the girls' side, it was Coon Rapids Bayard with a 208 winning the team title. Cam at 226 was second. Boyer Valley 228. Glenn Ralston 248. And Woodbine 294 round out the rest of the team scoring. Medalist in the meet, Kim Daly of Glenn Ralston with a 45. Emma Hart of Coon Rapids Bayard was the runner-up. In boys golf last night, Creston beat Clarinda 183-187. Fremont Mills won a three-team meet with a 176 total. That was better than Red Oak and Sydney. They each shot 221. Logan Magnolia, a 193 to beat Riverside at 194, and East Mills at 238. Ethan Reeks of Riverside was the medalist with a 41. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 167-186. Ethan Kahns of Trainer with the 36th low round. Underwood beat AHSTW 185-196. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, boys meet at Shadow Valley Golf Course. It was Booyer Valley winning with 174 total. Woodbine with a 183 second. Cam third at 191. Exira EHK a 192. And Coon Rapids Bayard a 199. Glenn Ralston shot a 209 total. Medalist was Corey Bantam of Woodbine, who shot the low round at 38. Caden Nielsen of Booyer Valley was the runner-up, shooting 42 last night. Lots of important college basketball news coming out yesterday around the area. Northwest Missouri State basketball star and Atlantic native Ryan Hawkins has entered his name into the transfer portal just yesterday. Hawkins decided to explore options to play at another school for his final year of eligibility. Hawkins told KJAN Sports that he's loved his time in Maryville, but he feels like it's time to move on.
I mean, I had a great career at Northwest. I probably had the best experience anyone could ever ask for in college, just as far as the support that I received from both Maryville and Atlantic, and the level of success that we were fortunate enough to have. But, you know, I had essentially a free year of college to go play somewhere. I could have been here. But unfortunately, I felt like my time and everything that I had to accomplish in Maryville was over. And so I'm looking forward to hopefully finding a new home somewhere. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Hawkins and the Bearcats are coming off another Division II national championship this season, their third in the last 4 years. Hawkins averaged a team-best 22.6 points per game this season to go along with 8.8 rebounds per contest. He shot 54% from the field and 46% from three-point range this year. Hawkins said he started to think about giving something else a shot after the national championship game.
I never really considered it, really, until after the national championship game on the bus ride home. I just started thinking, what else is there for me in Maryville? And so ever since then, I've been throwing around the idea. And then I was fortunate enough to go home last week for a few days and kind of just clear my mind and think outside of Maryville. Had some good conversations with my family about it. And ultimately, I felt like this was probably the best opportunity for me. Looking back 10 years down the road, I'd probably always regret not doing something like this. So pulled the trigger to do it today.
Hawkins indicated that he'd like to stay somewhere in the Midwest so he's not too far away from family and friends, but knows that he'll get support wherever he decides to go.
But you know, I feel like no matter where I go, I'll still have the support, obviously, of my family, but I feel like the community, too. Atlantic followed me very well throughout my career, and I appreciate that support more than anyone knows.
Hawkins said his phone started ringing from schools interested not even 10 minutes after he entered the portal. He said he's looking for a good fit academically and athletically and will take his time in making a decision. Hawkins set a number of records in the Bearcats program, including taking over the career rebounding mark this past season. University of Iowa senior guard Jordan Bohannon announced yesterday that he will return to the Hawkeyes for his sixth season in 2021-22. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the NCAA granted eligibility relief to winter sports athletes during the academic year. He said he's beyond excited to return to Iowa for his sixth season. Last year never felt right with no fans in attendance. He said he looks forward to providing leadership to the young guys this upcoming year and helping them along the way on the journey. Bohannon is Iowa's career record holder in assists, three-pointers made, free throw percentage, and games played. He ranks ninth in Iowa career scoring with 1,638 points and is one of only three Hawkeyes with four 100 assist seasons. Bohannon is the only player on program history to amass seven career points, assist double-doubles, and eight career games with 10 or more assists. He was an honorable mention All Big Ten honoree last season. University of Iowa head men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey announced on Monday that transfer Filip Rabracha has signed with the University of Iowa. Rabracha, a native of Sombor, Serbia, is on pace to graduate this summer from the University of North Dakota with a degree in business economics. Rabracha, a 6'9", 225-pounder, started 74 of 87 games in three seasons for the Fighting Hawks. He posted 20 double-doubles, ranks eighth in school history with 76 block shots, and scored in double figures in 33 of the last 34 games, dating back to February of 2020. He led his team in scoring with 16.8 points a game and rebounding with 7.8 and field goal percentage at just over 50% as a junior in the 2020-21 season. He was an All-Summit League second team honoree this past year. And a congressman who played football at Ohio State has introduced a bipartisan bill that would give college athletes the right to earn money through endorsements and sponsorship deals. Congressman Anthony Gonzalez, an Ohio Republican, and Emmanuel Cleaver, a Democrat from Missouri, on Monday co-sponsored the Student Athlete Level Playing Field Act. It would give college athletes the right to be paid for the use of their name, image, and likeness. It's the third bill related to such compensation in college sports to be introduced during this Congress. It's the first, though, with support from lawmakers in each party. Also Monday, Allison Pullman says she's ready to carry on the tradition of the Drake women's basketball program. Pullman replaces Jenny Baranchik, who resigned after 9 years to become the new coach at Oklahoma. Drake has won 3 Missouri Valley regular season titles and played in the NCAA tournament 3 times in the past 5 years.
I can stand here today and say, our team's going to make you proud. I'm going to make you proud, and I couldn't be more excited to be the next head coach at Drake University.
Pullman has spent 14 years as a Bulldog assistant and says Drake officials made her compete for the job.
I think the best part about it is we talk to our student athletes day in and day out about opportunity. Okay, so you have that opportunity, what do? You dive on it. You go for it. You rip that ball out of other people's hands. And so when this happened, it was exactly like that for me.
Pullman says it made her realize that how much she wanted to become the head coach. That's Check of Sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.